Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Donnie is on his way back from his extravagant 30th birthday celebration and a big fancy smancy wedding in Florida. This segment is called Donnie's Game Balls. We don't have Donnie today, so we'll be handing out our game balls instead. Pretty much football's version or our version of three stars like you see after an NHL game. Number three for me, game balls. I actually did give out one Steelers ball, and it goes to this guy.
As you see, 50-plus twice, we'll try to add a third. Boswell did it again.
Yeah. If the Steelers had won the game, the story probably would have been the Steelers have Chris Boswell and the Packers don't. So I'm not going to dock him for pretty much being a cyborg and being automatic from 50-plus in a game the Steelers lost. When they led through 45 minutes, he was the MVP of the game. So I'm tipping my cap to Chris Boswell in a stadium where 50-yarders used to be worse than a coin flip. He's made them a slam dunk.
He does not make my list. I'm going with a clean sweep here. I will say it isn't just that he makes them. It's that he basically center cuts every single one of them.
Let me guess, you have Parsons third?
It's very rare that he doesn't just center cut a field goal. I have Rashawn Gary third, two
Ooh,
sacks.
Wow.
I mean, okay. I think Parsons was a force to be reckoned with. He was an example of how when you have a player who should be getting, who's getting 40-plus million a year, 46 in his case, I guess, or whatever it is, he was participating in the game the way you'd hope. He was running around like a wild man, but I'm going to give production a nod here. Rashawn Gary is one of the elder statesmen of that team, one of the few holdovers from when Rodgers was last there. They've turned over a decent chunk of that roster since then. He had two sacks. He sacked Rodgers right off the jump in this game. I just thought he was good, and I could have given it to Parsons, but just didn't feel like it. By the way.
Yeah? That's because you're anti-Penn State. Go
no.
ahead.
Parsons, I feel like, is on the razor's edge of sanity most of the time. He appears to be a very scary human being. Did you see they go and do the post game where they were supposed to get championship belts for those guys, and they're down with Melissa Stark, and she's like, we got these 50-cent trophies, and we put this little funny sticker on the front, and we're going to ship the trophies to these guys for tight end, you know, whatever, National Tight Ends Day.
Yep.
She hands Parsons a trophy, and I swear to God, I thought he was about to, like throw it or be awkward or be like hyper aggressive. Scary, scary human being.
Well, he's definitely got a career in media because he's not opposed to saying kind of out of pocket things and acting that way.
Bony. When he was doing the interview with her, he looked like he was like ready to snap.
Well, he controlled his emotions and didn't take any dumb, stupid penalties, which I can't say about the guys we lined up against. My number two star is a guy that completed 20 straight passes last night.
Emmanuel Wilson, the running back here for this 2-point attempt. By Green Bay, their first of the season. And in motion to the left side, wide open. Great play design. Romeo Doubs adds the deuce.
Yeah, great play design when the other team only has 10 guys on the field. Another hat tip to Mike Tomlin, his $20 million a year salary at work there on that play. Love at times made it look really easy, but he also And he did this 2 years ago in the game the Steelers beat the Packers in. He makes probably 3 to 4 throws a game that remind you, oh, this is why they drafted this dude when Aaron Rodgers was still playing like the best quarterback in the NFL. There's just so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch. Raw talent there in terms of what he can do with his arm to get balls to certain places. And he processes pretty good, too. I didn't think that was going to necessarily happen out of Utah State. He looked like a raw piece of clay.
He's an example, though, of if you give a guy time to like study under somebody, and Rodgers clearly was better to him than Favre was to Rodgers. I think he soaked it all in, and that helped him. How could you deny that?
Sure did. So, obviously, they put him in a good incubator to perform.
Sure.
But no one can argue that Tomlin's a better coach than LaFleur. When LaFleur took a guy who was drafted in the late 20s, turned him into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, Tomlin took a guy in the early 20s, and he's now on, what, his fourth team?
Don't worry, I'm sure the Raiders coaches are just champing at the bit to get him out there so he can fumble another snap.
Did you have Love 2?
I actually had him 1. You and I have 2 and 1 flipped. I could have gone either way. I kind of put him 1 because I thought even though there was a lot of yak yardage for him, he was still just in total command. I'm not even sure Tomlin's a better coach right now than Peter LaFleur from Dodgeball Pony.
How about Pat Narduzzi?
Pat Narduzzi's right now got the highest approval rating this side of Dan Muse.
He's got a glow up going on right
now. One more thing, by the way. One more thing on Jordan Love, since you brought it up and compared him to Pickett. There are two types of quarterbacks you can draft in the mid to late 20s in the first round of the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
A guy with big raw talent who needs a lot of molding and needs to be given, gotten ready.
Yeah.
And a guy who has minimal raw talent, higher floor, lower ceiling.
All right. Yeah. Higher floor.
Do you want to know what I would take that risk on 100 times out of 100?
Yeah.
The Jordan Love type or this guy who wasn't even picked in the 20s, Lamar Jackson type.
I think you're right, but not with this team. I don't think
says more about this team and the way they choose to surround these players and all that stuff.
I think I need the finished product quarterback, not the guy who.
No, that's it. For as long as Mike Tomlin is here, that is what you need.
And here is my number one star.
From the 16 to Kraft, the tight end with blocking. Kraft inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Tucker Kraft.
This happens sometimes. I think a guy comes into a game, he's got a good reputation, he's having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
He goes off, and certain people cope by just wanting to give the guy tons of praise and plaudits and credit for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
They made Tucker Kraft look like Rob Gronkowski at the height of his powers. He's not that good of a tight end. He's a solid player.
PFF had him ranked lower than Freiermuth in their tight end rankings on that opening thing. I swear to God.
What?
He ranked 19,
going into the game. Yeah.
When they do the intro and they have those hilarious out-of-context PFF rankings, he was 19th out of 76 and Pat was 17th.
He's their number one target because they share the wealth and there's not an alpha guy there like DK Metcalf here.
I don't know, man. He looked like an alpha guy against that
secondary.
Well,
yeah, they made it look men versus boys at various points.
I would just say this about him. And this goes back to, obviously, I had him 2 and Love 1. It does show, though, that it's easy. If you're a great run-after-catch guy like he is, part of run-after-catch that I would hammer home and give Love credit for is you got to throw the guy the ball in a spot where he can catch it on the move and have his head of steam already going.
Yeah.
How many times did he catch the ball at like a standstill? Seriously, not many.
Most well, the of the jump ball, he had to catch it, come down with it, and then take off.
No, but I'm saying like those little swing passes, right? He's scoring on those because he's catching them running up the field because the ball is literally in the perfect spot. And it's just, man, and they, do those guys want to tackle? I know he's a big, strong dude from South Dakota, Timberlake, South Dakota, yeah, where they showed his bar. He's got a stake in the bar. Great. Does anybody in that secondary want to tackle?
Yeah, it was just a pathetic, putrid tackling.
I mean, he's just doing like college level stiff arms. Joey Porter, get off of
horrendous.
Me. Darius Slay, I didn't even know if Slay attempted to. Any
probably
guy
not.
That attempted to tackle him did a feeble attempt and then got shoved in the face for their troubles.
PM team, three star game balls. It's like three stars. I went Boswell, Love, Kraft. Malzi went Gary.
Rashawn Gary, Kraft, and Love.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.